From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A suicide bomber has killed 13 people in the restive northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Sunday. The Sunday evening attack also injured 5 people. 2 subsequent suicide bombings injured more than a dozen others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but officials suspect Boko Haram, the militant group, is behind the violence. Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its 8-year insurgency against the Nigerian government in an attempt to create a strict Islamic state in the majority Muslim north. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the Trump administration to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after 4 American soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. Leading Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told NBC he didn't know there were 1,000 American troops in Niger. He called it an endless war without boundaries and no limitation on time and geography. He told the Trump administration, "You've got to tell us more." Amid the turmoil in Spain's separatist-minded Catalonia region, 2 wealthy Italian regions voted overwhelmingly Sunday for more autonomy from Rome. Referenda were held in Veneto, the northern region that includes the tourist haven of Venice, and in Lombardy, another northern region with the city of Milan as its main attraction. The presidents of both areas say more than 90% of those who cast a ballot voted in favor of more autonomy. This is VOA News. A powerful hurricane roared toward Japan's main island Monday, killing at least 2 people and bringing heavy rain to western Japan. The hurricane is a Category 4 storm. It has wind gusts up to 198 kilometers per hour. It's on track to make landfall on the Pacific coast of central Japan before dawn Monday and continue northeast toward Tokyo. Indonesia is asking for clarification on why the head of its military was denied entry to the United States. Washington's deputy ambassador to Indonesia was summoned to government headquarters to explain the situation. The Indian Armed Forces commander was preparing to board his flight to the U.S. with his wife on Saturday when the airline informed him that U.S. Customs and Border Protection had denied him entry. The general had been invited to a conference in Washington on extremist organizations by the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford. A statement from the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta said the general was unable to travel as planned, but that the U.S. ambassador had apologized to him. The prominent Yemeni journalist Afra Nasser has been denied entry to the United States to accept an award, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. In September, the CPJ announced that it would present its 2017 International Press Freedom Award to Nasser, who has been living in exile in Sweden. Though she holds Swedish citizenship and has legitimate reasons to travel to the United States, she has been denied a visa, potentially due to President Trump's travel ban, which includes restrictions on travelers from Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Sunday said improved relations between Saudi Arabia and Iraq could counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. He spoke at the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. And the World Health Organization on Sunday canceled the appointment of Zimbabwe's longtime President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador. More than 2 dozen organizations had criticized the appointment, some of them saying they were shocked and deeply concerned. They cited Mugabe's record of human rights abuses and said the country's economy and healthcare system has collapsed under his nearly 30-year rule. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.